Okay. My grandmother's grandmother, Sarah, raised children who, when they were old enough and ready to do it, escaped slavery. But she also taught them how to live once they became free. But maybe more importantly, she taught them how to see through the propaganda and the lies that filled that culture in the universities and the pulpits and newspapers, you name it. You see. Because as bad as chattel slavery was, it's also very bad to be brainwashed and in such a way that you live a life that benefits other people rather than a life that you choose and which is in your interest. And a number of people did that. And if my grandmother's grandmother Sarah was alive today, I don't know what kind of stuff she would pull with all the free stuff that's available on the internet, all the learning materials, all the documentaries, all the books that are free of copyright. That she could have used the best books, that the best universities and the best prep schools and the best you this, that, and other to in the raising of her children, and have made some great people. But instead of doing that, and a lot of our ancestors from Africa, Native Americans, at a certain age, they would take their children and teach them everything they needed to know, how to get food and water and how to defend themselves against other tribes and just any and everything that they needed to know so they would be good citizens and be of use to themselves and to the tribe. But now there are people who put their children in front of television when they're born and then ship them off to the public schools and hope. I'm not sure if they hope, but I guess they just assume that will produce good people. And we have had we've had many decades of public television. I think it became commonplace maybe in the 60s or something like that. It became widespread. And we've had over a century, not quite two centuries, of the public schools. And we see the results of those. And there are people who are just in pitiful shape. Whereas somebody who was born and grew up on a farm, by the time they're 18, they know how to do this chore and that chore. They may not know how to run a farm under ordinary conditions. They know about Mother Nature and plants and growing and all that stuff, and they know something about themselves. They're self-disciplined, and they know that they are contributing to the economic well-being of their family. They're growing stuff that helps feed the family or makes money for the family. But whereas if all you know is what you learn on television and in the public schools, what skills do you have? What are you able to do? It's hard for me to know what that is, other than taking these multiple choice trivia tests and sitting still for hours at a time and jumping up when the bell rings. And other than that, it's hard to see what it is that you know how to do. And if you know what's good for you, In the public schools, you don't challenge what's in the textbooks. You don't ask or wonder or comment that something in the textbook is in error, nor do you challenge what comes out of the teacher's mouth. You don't get practical skills in discovering what's sense or what's nonsense, what's true and what's false, what's useful and what's not useful. You have been exposed to a number of words and sentences and paragraphs, but none of them have been tested. So what is it that you really know that really works. So now it is possible that in some families, like my own, people learn these skills that lawyers use in courts to try to discover the truth, where one side presents their evidence and arguments and the other side presents theirs. So we grew up learning those skills, and which have been very useful to us. But a lot of people do not have those skills, and so they're doomed to be basically zombies or something, they just cannot really discover much of what the real world is. I mean, more or less they're doomed to just believe what somebody or some group of people believes without being able to verify whether that's true or false. And as we know, it is very difficult to understand what's realities. And usually you get better results if you're able to listen to everybody who has said anything, said or written anything about that subject, and then use your noodle to try to figure out, you know, what is truth, or as close as you can get to it. And we also know scientists, from time to time they meet and they have a debate about, you know, this guy presents his point of view and this guy presents that other point of view, and that there might be several points of view, and by discussion and reflection and whatever, it might be possible to figure out that some of these points of view are incorrect or not as useful as some of these others. So these skills are very important, and my grandmother, Sarah, taught these skills many generations ago, and they have been very helpful up to this generation. But I'm afraid that a lot of my relatives were put in front of television when they were born, and you know, then to the public schools, and so they don't know those skills, and so they're live unfortunately lives and, you know, which are just not as meaningful and useful, and you know, they're just as they would be if they had the skills. So now, see, one of the problems is that the pharmaceutical companies use the television and the movies and the newspapers and anything else they can get hold of to persuade people to live lifestyles which benefit them. See, in the old, on the chattel slavery, they needed chains and whips, but Edward Bernays, among others, he was Freud's nephew, figured out, look, you don't need to use chains and whips to get people to do what you wish. A powerful propaganda program will accomplish the same effect, and you'll get people to live a lifestyle that benefits you and to their detriment, and they believe that it's their idea. They believe that that is the best way, or maybe the only way to live. So we see a lot of people, a lot of Americans today, you know, living lifestyles which are ruinous to them. They get diseases, they get depression, they're just, you know, they're poor, and whatever. And it's really very unsatisfactory. And one of the great accomplishments of Edward Bernays and other propagandists is they got with Margaret Sanger, who was a one of the founders of Planned Parenthood, and who was determined to kill off as many black people as they could, these black weeds, as they would call them. And they have convinced many black mothers to kill their children before they were born. Black mothers kill more black people than anybody else. The Klan doesn't even come close. And in addition to killing their unborn babies, many get these operations so they can't have any. So Margaret Sanger and the others have won a great victory and in some cultures, it is unthinkable for a mother to kill their unborn child. But in America, it is very common. And in fact, it's almost, what do they call it? It's language that you shouldn't use. What do they call it? That you shouldn't even mention it. It's unmentionable.
Oh.
What did it call it? About any case, they any case, it is clear that Edward Bernays and other propagandists are able to create people who will benefit the pharmaceutical company and ruin their own health and their own minds and their own spirits freely, and you know, and thinking it's their own idea. And this is a great testimony to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, thanks to the internet, there's a lot of health information that is freely available. We find there are communities on this planet where people live to be very old, you know, up to 150 years old in good health, and some older than that. And how they do it has been investigated. So those who are interested in living a good life can go to the internet and find out how to do that. Mm-hmm. And you know, but if they're brainwashed thoroughly enough, they won't do it. So, for example, there are tens of thousands of plants that are used for food and medicine, and Americans don't learn very much about any of them. And even MDs, if the pharmaceutical companies have their way, they know little or nothing about the tens of thousands of plants that are used for food and medicine. So.
Oh, like the turmeric you were...
Oh, well, okay. Among the... over the thousands and tens of thousands of years, people, there, some groups have managed to pass information from one generation to another. So among the things are most of the... what we consider fruits and veggies, you know, most of them were discovered sometimes thousands of tens of thousands of years ago, like apples and oranges and this, that, and other.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other plants. For example, turmeric, T-U-M-E-R-I-C. In fact, here's a package here if you can get a shot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and many others. Like goji berries, lychee, gotu kola, fo tea, and many others, more than I can think of at the point. But the information is freely available, so you can live a great life and be in good health long past 100, you know. And, you know, when I was a youngster, when I was actually a teenager, according to the calendar, I was worried about this, that, and other. I didn't enjoy my life as much as I do now, and I just feel like a teenager. I can run and jump and play sports like a teenager, but I don't have many worries. So it is a great life, and I like to learn things. And thanks to the internet, I have access to Harvard University and MIT and other universities across the planet, and libraries from across the planet, so I can have my feel every day of learning things and tinkering with things and whatever. So I think this is a great time to live if you live wisely.